Hello and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story, this one entitled The Enchanted Winter Forest. Sweet dreams. In a distant corner of the world, hidden away from the rush and noise of everyday life, there lay a secluded winter forest. Now, this forest was no ordinary forest. It was enchanted, filled with wonders that could only be experienced by those who dared to venture into its snowy depths. It was a place where the whispers of the wind held secrets, and the snowflakes danced to a melody only the heart could hear. On one cold and crisp morning, a woman named Clara woke up with a yearning deep within her soul. The city she lived in had become a cacophony of chaos, and she longed for solitude and tranquility. It was a yearning she had felt for a long time, but today, it was stronger than ever. Now, Clara had heard rumors of the enchanted winter forest from a friend who had visited it many years ago. And with a sense of purpose and an adventurous spirit, Clara decided that today was the day she would set out to discover this hidden gem. She packed her warmest clothes, a small backpack with some supplies, and a notebook to document her journey. As she left her apartment, the city's hustle and bustle seemed to fade away with every step she took towards the forest. The noise of traffic, the blaring horns were replaced by the gentle crunch of her boots on the snow-covered ground. The forest was not easy to find, and Clara had to follow an old, hand-drawn map that her friend had given her. The journey was an adventure in itself, as she trekked through dense woods, crossed icy streams, and climbed rocky hills. It was a journey of determination and perseverance, a journey that tested her limits and filled her with a sense of exhilaration. As Clara ventured deeper into the forest, she began to notice the subtle changes in her surroundings. The air seemed crisper, and the silence more profound. The snow on the ground sparkled like a million diamonds. and the trees stood tall and majestic, their branches heavy with snow. It was as if the forest itself welcomed her presence. Hours turned into days as Clara explored the forest's winding trails and hidden glades. She marveled at the delicate patterns etched by frost on the trees, and the intricate designs left behind by small animals in the snow. She felt like a guest in a world untouched by time, a world where nature reigned supreme. One evening, as Clara was sitting by a campfire she had built, she heard a soft and melodious tune in the distance. It was a song unlike any she had ever heard before, a song that seemed to resonate with the very soul of the forest. Mesmerized, Clara followed the music, guided by its enchanting melody. The song led her to a clearing where the most astonishing sight awaited her. The snow in the clearing had formed into a natural stage. And on that stage, a group of woodland creatures had gathered. There were rabbits, squirrels, and even a wise old owl, all of them contributing their own unique musical talents to create a symphony of enchanting beauty. Clara watched in awe as the forest animals played their instruments made from twigs, leaves, and stones. The owl hooted in perfect rhythm, while the rabbits tapped their tiny paws on the snow, creating a gentle percussion. It was a concert of nature, a celebration of life in its purest form. As Clara sat among the creatures, she realized that she had become a part of this magical performance. The forest had welcomed her into its heart, and she felt a deep sense of belonging. She couldn't help but join in, humming a tune that seemed to come from the very depths of her soul. The animals smiled and nodded, as if they had been waiting for her to complete their ensemble. Clara's voice blended seamlessly with the natural sounds of the forest, creating a harmony that echoed through the trees and into the starlit sky. Time lost its meaning in the enchanted winter forest, and Clara felt as if she had found a home in this mystical realm. She spent her days exploring, her nights by the campfire, and her moments of solitude and quiet reflection. She learned to read the language of the forest, the way the wind whispered its secrets, the way the snowflakes told their stories as they fell to the ground. As weeks turn into months, Clara's heart became intertwined with the forest's heartbeat. She discovered hidden waterfalls, shimmering caves, and secret glades where time seemed to stand still. She felt the presence of ancient spirits in the rustling leaves and the glistening snow. And she knew that she was part of a grand and mysterious tapestry. One day, as the winter started to wane, and the first hints of spring appeared, Clara knew it was time to leave the enchanted forest. She had experienced a transformation, a deepening of her connection to the natural world, and a rediscovery of herself. The forest had given her the solitude she had sought, but it had also given her a sense of purpose and a profound appreciation for the beauty of life. As Clara made her way back to the city, she knew that she would carry the memories of the enchanted winter forest with her always. It had become a part of her, a source of inspiration and solace in a world that often felt overwhelming. She had learned that solitude was not about being alone, but about finding a deeper connection with nature, with oneself, and with the magic that exists all around us. And so, Clara's journey continued. Her heart filled with the enchantment of the winter forest and the wisdom of the creatures who had shared their music with her. She knew that she could return to the forest whenever she needed to find solace and inspiration, that it would always be there, waiting to welcome her with open arms. As the years passed, Clara became a storyteller, sharing her experiences in the enchanted winter forest with others. Her tales inspired many to seek their own moments of solitude and discovery in the natural world. And the forest's magic lived on through their journeys. And so, the enchanted winter forest remained a hidden treasure, a place of wonder and beauty that could only be found by those who dared to venture into its snowy depths. It was a place where the whispers of the wind held secrets, and the snowflakes danced to a melody only the heart could hear. A place where solitude and nature intertwined, creating a symphony of enchantment that would forever echo in the hearts of those who ventured there.